Okay.
But there were only two commercially available, and that is your salt, Epsom salt, that is your sulfate, and that is your chloride, both of which are quite expensive, and neither of which would be suitable for use in water at all. Magnesium carbonate didn't exist until I found out you could get it for water. So now we can make the magnesium carbonate from water and use it as a coagulant, sell the excess, and recycle both of them.
But heretofore, you used to just go out into a waste, as
that's
you say.
That's right.
That's right. Everything seems so simple.
If I can find this quotation here, I'll give it to you. Dr. One of our top scientists, not long ago.
Well, it's been very advantageous to you and the University of Florida that St. Augustine had a water problem several years ago.
Yeah, I've thought about that so many times. That is really true. How small things can change the lives of men.
Right.
The trend, or the trend is the same with most of my students, have been stuck there, same situation.
Perhaps we should add some of these things to our file that you have copies of and so forth.
One of our most famous chemists has just given a very interesting and accurate, I don't see it now, I'll find it for you.
Oh, sure. Well, we'll
the
be
description
we'll
of
back again.
What real recycling means. You said it doesn't just mean reusing aluminum cans, which is a fine thing. Those aluminum comes here again for about every month is about $1,000. So it gives it down, but it's filling all the cans. That's good. But it's the recycling and the ultimate, ideal recycling, not just that. But it's taking a raw material and using it over and over again, not having to replace it at all, but by simply recycling what's available in nature and using the natural source as a soil and not drawing out permanent resources at all. That's what the magnesium process does.
You think we're keeping up ecologically and in, as far as our environment with the way things are deteriorating nowadays, you know?
We're beginning to. We're getting substantial resistance from industry because we've been so careless with our environment.
Wasteful.
That's right. You can still see that. In the afternoon you can turn on your foot porch and see the neighbor come down the street with the puppy, carry it over to the next person's house to do his business and come back again. We're still in the walk of the dog era. Sewage treatment, waste treatment, water and air. Transfer it to the environment where people can see it. You go out in the woods all around Gable, you find big piles of dump everywhere. There's a beautiful road that runs from University Avenue through the Shands Addition, 8th Avenue, right across through the widest desert night. Where that comes out is a flat place, and almost once a week somebody dumps a great jury loads of trash. Old tin cans and stuff on that place, but nobody can see it, and they got to go pick it up. This goes on today.
Yeah.
And then we had part of the county commission meeting level the TV last night. And the discussion was just this. That people are carrying trash and putting it all over the county. They've got these fills established, cleaned off, and ready for people to carry them to them. But they won't. And they're passing stringent laws to catch people and fine them for doing it.
Good.
So if you get out of your sight, you dispose of it. Well, now we don't do that anymore. We have to do a much better job. Swift and Jones, one of our biggest industries, has just been served with a $2.5 billion. It's going to cost them millions of dollars because they deliberately delayed doing what they should have done. And what they can do, they're going to do it at the last resort because they'll pay the cost on the consumer. We'll pay the bill. But they resisted, put it strong. And in Jacksonville and in St. Petersburg, air pollution is very, very bad. Power plants and paper mills injected there, and power plants and computer breaking down. It's barred. It's extremely bad on certain days to get inversions. And then ozone level gets dangerous high. But in Florida, that's the two real air pollution situations in the state that are really bad.
For more Orlando.
Water pollution is everywhere, and waste pollution is everywhere.
I'm from Orlando. I'm glad to see you there, I think, keeping up with it. Orlando.
Not a single major city in Florida gets complete sewage treatment. Not a single one. Most of them don't even give a cent a day, just private. And we're going to have to spend not millions, hundreds of billions, billions actually, before it's over, to clean up our waste. These others, they were going to have to drink this place all over again. It's going to have to be our drinking water. So we're going to have to do a much better job than we're doing now.
What about the actual plant here on the university campus? I'm sure it's probably one of the best in the nations. Is it, what type of system, water system?
It's a conventional system.
University is.
The chance of, I have understood that when the new Gainesville plant at Connecticut Hall, which is now the construction is finished, that this plant will be phased out and the land used for education purposes. Because there's no use to have it again. I believe that's what's going to be done. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But if it's not needed, of course, they wouldn't have to keep it. There would be duplication. But I'm not sure about that. Because the university load should be handled by this big new plant, which will handle all the load in West Gainesville. But this was built at a time when stretch and obstruction and sewage was very important. And the top slab laboratory was built as the most modern of its type. And many, many students have been trained there. They've received many prizes. They've done a very fine job. Because ideally, if an engineering student leads a water plant and a sewage plant, they might be. And some universities have their own water plant. Where I was, they have their own water plant and run it and it's run by the engineering college. But one time, Susan considered building one here in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did not do that because the city of Gainesville could take care. But as you know, for many, many, many years, the city of Gainesville was not paying, the university wouldn't pay for its water. And that was the city of Gainesville said, well, if you're not going to pay us for it, you treat it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then this bill, but that bill was a very bitter issue for many, many years. Mm-hmm. One year, all the bills passed by the legislature, the general appropriation bill, at the bottom of every page was a star, provided that none of this money shall be used to pay for water for the university college. It actually happened, it was so bad.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. What a controversy. George Bowman was in on it too. That's where George and I worked very close to the hill. We were both on the same side.
You've had quite a career, quite of awards and a lot of pride in your work and everything. Have we covered pretty much, do you think, everything?
I think we have, yeah.
There's something you think you'd just like to get off your chest, or is there anything you'd like to talk about where the university's heading the next several years? Do you foresee it being like something like the University of California with colleges and universities all over the state, perhaps?
We have so much talk here about a great university, and that's true, but it's very difficult for a state university to attain that rank because the expense of running a state university is so high within itself. Because to have a great university, you've got to have certain areas in that university, but you couldn't possibly do them all. So well established and so well people with the top scientists of the world, that it costs as much to run 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 units of the university as it does all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And that usually the most jealous is antagonism on tackling. Mm-hmm. And so you don't find Caltech's and MIT's
Berkeley's.
Everywhere, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, most of the very high ranking agencies are supported by industrial grants, by private donations of all kinds, and by the state. But many of them get an awful lot of outside support. And it's very difficult to justify that kind of outside support. I get it. A state university, because the people say that the state supposed to educate our boys and girls, and our tax money is used for us, so I want to give my money to private institutions. And they get most of the finest schools are semi-private or private. That's not right. That's right. Harvard gets more money in one year than the University of Florida get in 50. That's tremendous. And that's the great draw back there. So it's fine to talk. I was chairman of the faculty salary committee for many, many years. Well, that's one of my things I'm most proud of. Was the fact that I fought for the faculty, and with the faculty for so long, we picked 21 schools over the country, which the Board of Control agreed could be used as an average, some big, some little, some medium. We got them to agree to them. Each year we carefully study the budget of those schools and the various departments involved, which is an awful lot of work. Come in, was that somebody?
I think it was next door.
Probably was.
Let me just check.
And our report for the faculty senate was given by AUP. I would never join it, but it was an open meeting of the faculty at AUP. Then we'd go sometimes with the president, Mr. Taggart. Meet with the board. And it was the first time it ever happened, hit to the school. Taggart told me later on, he said, "Dr. Black, the board of control wants to know who was that chunk of lunch we got down there." That was me. I said, "Dr. Black, that's a little ass scoundrel." But we did. And a record report was established, and these annual reports were used by the budget committee in making out, we budgeted the thing and made out arguments and stuff, and we didn't know what people we wanted. But we recognized quality and superior counsel. They're a top class scientist or a top class educator doesn't want to go to a school where he's just a number. And the way he gets so much a year, that this automatic increase, he wants to go away as a student to recognize, and if he gets twice as much as somebody, if he deserves that much, that's what he gets. And this is what we always talk about.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's the best way,
I think. That's right, that's right. We talk with a lot of people. It got good people here because of that. It was well known over the country.
You're very well satisfied.
That was about the most interesting, I guess, to me, the most satisfying was chairman of Honorary Geese could be there for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. Wrote the series of criteria which have been used for years and years on which we award the geese. I'd like to put a bit to change now from some of the awards I've seen given, but that could never have happened while I was chairman of it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But those two I probably put more time on and got more satisfaction out of than the other, Honorary Geese and Faculty Salary.
I can understand why. Nothing you would change over the years
buildings.
Too much?
Name of the buildings, I was at for many, many years also, and all of the older buildings, Anderson Hall,
Lee Hall,
that Benton Hall, all of those back to the name, that's right, and I wrote the citations for. And I was chairman of 300 degrees, I would write the citations for the men who received these degrees. And Mr. Wendy Young, I have a beautiful letter from them, David Fairchild, and the driver left out the appreciation for the citations that would write. That was a very satisfying experience, too. Mm-hmm.
You've almost had your fingers in just about everything the last 30 years here, I think.
It's been pretty busy, exciting. I didn't sleep much sometimes, but I managed to get moving.
From the episode with James Farr to faculty salaries to everything else, huh? I think we've covered just about everything. As you know, you read over this transcript, you may think of some things you'll want to add.
Yeah, I probably will.
Don't take anything off, though, because all
this is... No, all right. I won't. I promise not.
All this is important.